Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times. Mourners outside Westminster Hall, where Queen Elizabeth is lying in state. World leaders will gather in London today for her funeral. President Joe Biden is scheduled to meet with UK Prime Minister Liz Truss later this week at the UN General Assembly. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is defending his decision to fly Venezuelan migrants from Texas to Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts. Critics say deceiving the migrants to get them on the planes for the stunt may have actually been illegal. But DeSantis is blaming the administration's immigration policy.
This is a massive policy failure by the president.
Former President Donald Trump campaigned in Youngstown, Ohio, Saturday for Senate contender J.D. Vance and Ohio Representative Jim Jordan.
If you want to continue this national catastrophe, vote for the radical left Democrats. Do it. Go ahead. You won't have a country left.
Rail workers are set to vote on a White House brokered deal between unions and railroad companies this week. If they fail to ratify the new contract, more than 100,000 workers could still go on strike. But Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says the agreement addresses their major concerns.
Because of the way railroad workers are scheduled, it can be very difficult for them to get time off, even unpaid time off sometimes when they need it. That was a major issue at the table and one that was resolved.
A New York Times Siena College poll shows more Latinos, especially younger males, are moving away from the Democratic Party. More than a third of Hispanic voters agree more with the GOP on crime and policing. And President of Bienvenido U.S., Abraham Enriquez, says they're most focused on the cost of living.
Inflation, as it has reached a 40-year high, has really crushed Hispanic budgets across the country.
Still, close to 60% plan to vote for Democrats this fall, compared with a third who plan to vote Republican. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says Americans would accept a national abortion ban at 15 weeks. His bill to put one in place has drawn fire, but the Conservative Center for Urban Renewal and Education has come out in favor. The group's president, Star Parker, says abortion advocacy groups are taking responsibility and dignity away from Black and brown communities.
And they force taxpayers to give them money so that they can then continue with aborting mostly those that are Black and brown.
I'm Nadia Ramlagan for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.